You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host, Chris Chambers, and I am here today with Mr. Joe Cook of J. Cook, Inc. Tractor Services. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing great.
Very good, man. Well, I appreciate you joining us for this episode. As always, kind of the outline of these podcasts, we're going to talk about you personally, kind of who you are, talk about your family a little bit, hobbies, things like that. Then we want to move into your business. We want to know exactly what you do, how you got into that business in particular. Talk even about the name of your business. I got an interesting story there. And then we want to talk about B&I, how you got involved with B&I, some of the benefits that B&I has brought for you here in the last few months. And then we want to know, referral-wise, you know, what are some good referrals for you? Who are your ideal clients? Who are the clients that, you can best help with your services? And then we want to shut down the episode with just a brief rapid-fire section, okay?
All right, sounds great.
All right, man, very good. So tell me a little bit about you, Joe. Did you grow up in this area?
Yeah, I was born and raised right here in Brooksville. You know, my wife, Candy, she was... She's also a Brooksville native, so that's
rare, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty much, most people are transplants from up north or other places around here, so we're one of the few, born and raised natives. So.
Now, did y'all go to school together?
Actually, we shared the same bus. We went, I went to the same fifth grade class, together all those years, and graduated Hernando High in 2001 together, and so we've
known each other quite a while.
Yeah, most of our lives.
Yeah, and y'all got married when?
Wow, yeah, I gotta remember dates now. That was back in 2012.
Okay.
So it's been about 7 years. Okay. We've been together right about 10 years now.
Okay, very good. And you also have a couple of children. One getting ready to graduate high school, a senior in high school right now, right?
Oh yes, my daughter Marissa. She's 17 now. She turns 18 in February. She's an avid volleyball player. She actually played her very last game last Saturday. Unfortunately, did not win, but
yeah,
it was a good time. Nonetheless, my son, he's 14. He wants to start playing basketball when he hits high school, and so they.
He is in what grade right now?
He's in eighth grade right now.
Okay, right. Very good. So 18. You and I actually before we got here to start recording, we were talking about it briefly. How quickly did those 18 years go by?
Blink of an eye. I was saying earlier, when she was born, I was holding this little tiny baby in my arms thinking, wow, this is, 18 years. That's going to take, it's going to take forever. But now that we're at the end, the closing months, it's really, it's a shocker. And
you were actually how old when she was born?
I was only 18 myself.
18? Yeah, yeah.
So I was a young parent and, I was 18 myself. No life experience. You're looking at raising a child. Yeah. She's... taught me so many things in the process as well of, how to be a man and how to be a father as well. So
And now she's 18, the daughter you had.
Very soon.
Oh, 17, almost right. 18. I got you. So senior in high school, getting ready to graduate. Your son will be in high school next year.
Right.
So I got a 10-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old son. And then now we started over. So we got a 5-month-old baby girl as well. So, we'll be there soon enough, but I don't like to think about it. All right. So you grew up in Spring Hill, as you mentioned here. What high school did you go to?
Well, Hernando High.
Hernando High.
Graduated in 2001.
Very good. And so some of the hobbies, some of the things you like to do for fun.
Well, for fun, my wife is disabled, so there's some things that we can and can't do. So I bought one of those 4-seater side-by-side ATVs, so we go out there and get muddy and gross and nasty and have a good old time, go ride the trails. And it's really a good time. It's a good bonding experience for the family, and we try to keep it as safe as possible. So far, nobody's gotten injured. So.
Yeah. And so that's where, again, this is an ATV. It's open, so you're going through these. Is it like mud pits, or what kind of trails are we talking about?
Yeah, there's some mud pits. There's a place in North Florida called Hogwaller we go to, and there's like 1,800 acres of just swamp, nasty funness, and
you just go everywhere.
There's some dry trails. There's muddy trails. There's big mud pits. It's really you don't even have to go in the mud if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. It's just
so
all
part of it's just kind of exploring nature, just kind of getting out and seeing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But it's really cool there. There used to be an old logging town there. So there's actually a little cemetery with 6 old headstones from the 1800s there. Wow. So they have a little memorial around it, and it's really neat. So it's there's a little bit of history, a little bit of nature, a little bit of fun, a little bit of grossness and dirtiness, but it's all a good time. But
not to be morbid at all, but I think cemeteries, there's a pastor that I listen to quite a bit, and that's one of the things he does on a fairly regular basis is get out to the cemetery just to kind of a reminder life is short, right? In blink of an eye, as we've already kind of been discussing. There's another guy I listen to, he's the president of Southern Baptist Seminary up in Kentucky. He actually in his office, he has two things. Number one, he has a skull, not a replica of a skull, on his desk, and he also has a grandfather clock, and so he looks at that every day to to remind himself of his own mortality, and every time he hears that clock tick, right, another second's gone by,
right.
Time is fleeting, so I think that is a good reminder for us.
That's one definitely. Of my one of the things I do for community service as well. There's a called the New Church Cemetery. It's up there Lake Lindsay, north of Brooksville area, and some of my wife's family's buried out there, and nobody maintains it. Mm-hmm. So we'll go out there as a family. Her family comes out there, and we maintain this thing. There's graves there from the Civil War. Wow. I mean, a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of children's graves, because I know there's a lot of, even the flu or a sinus infection. Now that you take your antibiotics and it goes away, but back then that was deadly. So we go there and maintain that cemetery, which otherwise would just be overgrown and overtaken by nature. So it's...
Yeah, that's neat. And then, so you'd like to do the ATV, the off-roading. Mm-hmm. You also are marksmanship, right? You like to do that?
Yes. I grew up as a hunter, and we've, firearms have been a big part of my life. I believe it's very important that children be taught, gun safety and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So if the off chance they do, say, go to a friend's house and find a loaded firearm, they know how to, for one, just leave it alone in the first place. Yeah. But, if they can disarm it and, make it safe and, there's guns everywhere in this country. I think that's a big thing. So, it's just a challenge too. It's a skill that everybody has, and I just enjoy it, poking holes in paper and
You go to ranges at all and things like that, or
both my brothers live out in rural.
Okay.
Over in Brooksville, so we just go out there in the backyard and just have a good time.
Yeah, I got you. All right, let's talk a little bit about Cook Inc. Tractor Services for a moment, if you don't mind. What exactly is it that you do? You've been in business for, 10 and a half years or so?
Yes, 10 and a half years. I started out as a lawn service and has been doing the lawns and tractor stuff both at the same time for quite a while. And here recently, I had just transitioned to full-time tractor service. I had sold off the rest of the lawn stuff and I do all kind of different things, grading driveways, clearing underbrush out of properties, bush hogging, overgrown properties, cleaning washouts. There's really, a lot of different things you can do with these tractors. So,
And so you, for years, so I guess 10 years or so, you did lawn services, meaning mowing lawns, maintaining lawns, things like that.
Right.
What is it that kind of spawned you to transition out of that and into more of the tractor services?
Well, years ago, my Uncle Joe was actually my namesake. He owned a very similar company. He owned a tractor service. He had a small dump truck, and he would work with private landowners and also different contractors and, doing pretty much the exact same thing that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was about 9 years old, he would put me on the tractor and he would teach me how to do these things. So it's something I've done all my life and I really enjoy it. It's a manly thing, just having the power of that tractor in your hands. Pushing over trees. I enjoy being outside and, that's something I've done for my whole life and I just truly enjoy it.
So. With the lawn maintenance in particular, I think we've kind of talked in the past a little bit about just kind of how that kind of physically takes a toll on you.
Right.
Is this a little bit less demanding, or would you say it's just as physically demanding?
Well, back with the lawns, at my peak, I had 215 accounts I was doing by myself. Mm-hmm. And, that takes a massive toll on your body. I've had knee surgeries and shoulder surgery, and it's just got to the point where I just couldn't physically do it anymore. Yeah. So now with the tractor work, it's the machine does the heavy lifting. The machine does the, the work. There is some, there is some hand work, but it's not nearly as, physically demanding as the lawns. That was, there was no quality of life. You get home just so exhausted and just want to lay on the recliner and not do anything. So it was,
Now, J. Cook Inc. Tractor Services is the name of your business, right. And you actually have an interesting story about that. Do you mind sharing?
Yeah, like I said, my uncle, who was also my namesake, he owned the same kind of sort of business. But as a kid, I never really paid attention to the name of his company. So when I went into business for myself, you go on SunBiz, and I was looking for a company name that wasn't already taken. So I'm going through there, and I'm entering all this different stuff, and everything was coming up taken. So I entered in J. Cook Inc. just on a whim, and it accepted it, or said it was available. So, okay, so I went with my incorporation. I went with J. Cook Inc., and a couple years later, I have my door stickers on my truck, and we're having a family party for New Year's, and my uncle shows up and is saying, "You stole my business name."
Yeah, yeah.
So ironically, he actually had the same exact type of company, and just by chance, or it might be a God thing that led me there, we ended up with the same company name, and I think that was just really ironic, just a cool thing.
It is, absolutely. Now, with you mentioned, clearing land, clearing brush. You mentioned driveways and things like that. Can you tell me a little bit more, kind of about that? You mentioned, you can do these big projects. What are some, like, for example, the grading of lawns? You mentioned that can be washed out, and you can come in, you can fix that. What would that look like for you to fix something like that?
Yeah. I have two different tractors. I have a small one. It's a little 30 horsepower. It's about the average size tractors you would see, and I do different grading and stuff like that. If it's, so you're talking about a washout, say if it's a driveway that's washed out, a dirt driveway, I'll come in there and I'll regrade it. Mm-hmm. It's called the subgrade. I'll come in there, I'll flatten it back out and redirect the water off where it's not going to run down your driveway and destroy it. And I can bring in, asphalt millings, which is ground up asphalt when they resurface roads, and you bring it there and pack it in real nice. I can bring lime rock, recycled concrete, any kind of, it really depends on what the customer wants it to look like. Yeah. And bring it in there and firm up the situation so it's not going to wash out again. And also, say if it's somebody's front yard or a backyard that's washing out, I can regrade, same thing, redirect the water in different areas where it's not going to rush down and take the dirt with it. Mm-hmm. So it's...
There was actually a pastor that you did some work for, bought a new house recently. Mm-hmm. What was it that you were doing at their house?
It was the same kind of idea. I was talking about just redirecting the water. Okay. When they built the house, they brought it out about maybe 2 feet away from the back of the house, and it sloped down at a real sharp angle. Okay. So I have a decent-sized dump trailer where I can bring in the materials and kind of hard-to-reach places where if you brought a full-size dump truck, it's going to leave 2-foot-deep ruts in your yard or get stuck. So I was able to use my own equipment, my own dump trailer, and bring in some fill dirt, regrade the backyard, make it where it's not such a steep incline where it's the water's going to rush down there and take the soil with it. So so we brought the fill in there, put topsoil on top of it, and I believe he seeded it. So
now, what if I have property and my lawn is uneven and I would like it to be an even terrain? Is that something you could take care of too?
Yeah, I mean, I could. There's a couple of different options with that. I can either just rip up all the grasses there and just start from scratch and redesign the whole lay of the land. Or say if you had, like a dump truck drive across your front yard and left the ruts, I can bring dirt and just fill in those ruts back to where it normally was. And you can put some sod over top of that dirt or just let the grass grow back through. That's up to you. But we can do things of that sort as well.
Yeah. Now, one of the other organizations that you're involved in, I think for the last 5 years or so, is called the Young Marines. I believe both of your children are involved in that as well. Is that right?
Yes, the Young Marines, it's sort of like an ROTC, but we're not attached to any of the schools. Okay. The full name of the program is actually Young Marines of the Marine Corps League. So we're an offshoot of the Marine Corps League, and We actually have our drills there the first and third Saturday of each month. We drill out of the local Marine Corps League here, and it's primarily where we teach DDR, drug demand reduction. We teach them about the dangers of drugs, and for the smaller kids, of course, we don't want to traumatize the children, so we'll take them and we teach them separately. But our age range goes from 8 to 18, so we'll take some of these teenagers, and we get pretty graphic with them. We'll show them the true dangers. I mean, people that are straight A students that get hooked up on drugs, and next thing you know, they're on the street, shooting heroin in their arm. I mean, selling their bodies for drugs or, who knows what else. But it's also, we're based in the Marine Corps. We have, the Marine Corps enlisted rank structure. So I signed up both my kids in there about 5 years ago, and our unit commander at the time came to me and my wife and I and said, we need, It's all a volunteer program. There's no paid staff there. So they come to us and say, we need help. Can y'all sign up, help out where you can? I said, okay. So we did that. Well, 2.5 years later, I end up in charge of the whole program. So I'm actually the unit commander of our local unit here. And we fluctuate between 30 to 50 kids in there. And it's really been a blessing to me. It's taught me different leadership traits and also patience as well, with dealing with 30 to 50 of other people's children. And that's really been a great program for me, because you look at society, and to me, it's kind of depressing seeing a lot of the way the country is going, and the children nowadays, a lot of them are disrespectful, and they're just, it's saddening. But, you know, I have these kids in this unit, they're really outstanding, like outstanding kids. They're motivated, they're respectful, they're just really good kids that are committed to be better.
So yeah, a couple of examples too. So there was an event, obviously Veterans Day was just yesterday as we're recording this. And you were over at the Little Lady Cafe after the Veterans Day parade there in Brooksville. Right. And I've had multiple individuals tell me just how respectful all of those kids were, cleaned up after themselves, so respectful, stood up before, you know, everybody else that, you know, had a chance to sit down and started eating and things. You know, that's one example. Another, at the church, I believe you brought a group to actually present the colors, present the flag, right?
Yes, we did the color guard for the first and second service. Both my kids were on that, since, you know, we try to, you know, give each kid a chance to participate in these things, but I was greedy since my kids go to the church. Sure. You know, we had two of our young Marines that also attend there, so we brought them together and had them do the color guard for the church and honor our veterans. And, you know, that's a really big thing for me. I know, you know, here at Chambers Law Firm, y'all, you know, primarily help the veterans, and that's always a big thing for me too. I mean, I grew up in a family full of veterans, and I believe we owe them everything. So I pass on to these kids that I, you know, mentor.
Yeah, so. Absolutely, no doubt. Now, so transitioning a little bit into BNI, I believe it was about March of 2019, Joe Albarella of Swim Time actually invited you to come and check out the BNI. And tell us a little bit more kind of about that.
That's right. On Joe Albarella, his son is actually in my young Marine unit. And it was kind of funny. He posted this thing on Facebook that sounded too good to be true. I mean, grow your business, get all this great stuff. And as a joke, I messaged him and said, what kind of scam are you selling? And it was just poking fun at him. And he says, no, actually, this is a real thing. Come check it out for yourself. I mean, I'll prove it to you. And it's like, oh, okay, whatever. I'll give it a try. And sure enough, I mean, it was everything he was advertising it to be. And it's, you know, been a blessing to me, and I thank him for bringing me in here.
Mm-hmm. And then actually, you received some referrals pretty soon after joining, right?
Right. I mean, I joined like in March, like you say, in March, and within 2 to 3 weeks. I forgot off the top of my head, but one of our family, you know, one of our own members from the Winning Edge had me do a parking lot form over there. It is impound lot, and he was getting his wreckers were getting stuck in his own parking lot. So I came in there and brought in material and, you know, got him squared away. So, I mean, right off the bat, that paid for all of my membership dues and then some. Yeah. So that was, it didn't take long to pay for yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, like you said, you were transitioning out of at your peak, 200 plus lawns that you were dealing with. Mm-hmm. You ended up selling that out. You wanted to transition into the tractor services fully. Has BNI kind of helped with that transition at all?
Well, absolutely. For the last couple of years, I've been transitioning out of the lawns, but the last chunk I had was about, I think it was about 70 customers, and a lot of these people had been with me since the beginning. You know, actually, one of them was my very first customer way back, you know, 10 and a half years ago when I started. And, you know, also customers that I've made personal friendships with, so I didn't want them to go just to anybody. So I was actually talking to one of our other members, Dan Brown, and he hooked me up with a lawn service that he knew personally, and he recommended them very highly. So I was able to get in touch with them, and they purchased the remainder of my route. And, you know, like I said, a lot of these people are my personal friends and people I've known for years. So they've contacted me afterwards and, you know, thanked me for the years we did business together, and also for sending this new company, I believe it was Genesis Landscaping, and they, they've treated them very well. So without Dan's help, I mean, I would probably still be searching for a company I trusted well enough to send this last group of people to. So,
And then, you know, in addition to that, are there any other, you know, obviously those are the types of benefits that, that BNI certainly can present to its members. Are there any kind of secondary benefits that you've experienced?
Yeah, I would say, gaining friendships, mm-hmm. you know, personal friendships outside of just the professional relationships we have in BNI. I've been self-employed for the last 10 years, and most of the time I've, been a sole proprietor. I mean, I work by myself, and doesn't give you a whole lot of opportunity to meet new people and make friendships. So, in BNI, we, average around 60 members in Winning Edge here. So it's, I met with Walter Korjak last week, and, I worked pest control years and years ago, and he's our pest control man. Mm-hmm. And we're just sitting there talking, and there's so many personal things we have in common. It was like sitting there talking to somebody I've known for 30 years, and it was a really great time. And there's also been other people that, like I said, I'm born and raised, Southern country boy, and there's some of the people that have raised in the cities of, the Northeast and stuff like that. So it's couldn't really be more of an opposite, but still I've struck up friendships with these people. Mm-hmm. And that's been the biggest kind of offshoot of mm-hmm. BNI.
And I'd say that's one of the biggest benefits that I've experienced in BNI as well. Obviously, going there looking for referrals and things, you learn this giver's gain mindset very, very quickly. And as you're meeting, not only weekly in the meeting, but you're meeting outside of the meetings mm-hmm. with different members and things. Obviously, you get to know folks, you get to build those relationships, and I'd say that's the arguably the biggest benefit is meeting new people, building those relationships. So a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more about J. Cook Inc. Tractor Services. So you do both residential and commercial, right?
Right. I mean, I work with a few builders, and I help them out with, cleaning up job sites after, say, they put the block up for the house. There's always a lot of little debris and pieces. Mm-hmm. I'll clean that stuff up and throw it in a dumpster for them. And both my tractors have front buckets on them. And also, my primary customer base are, residential. I mean, there's been people that have little quarter-acre lots in Spring Hill that mm-hmm. I've, expanded their driveways out for parking their RVs, put, asphalt millings, pads. And there's been other people that have 100-acre tracks where they have these long, sandy driveways, and they're tired of it getting washed out, tired of getting stuck in their own driveway. And I come in there and, fix that kind of thing. The driveways are a big part of my company. And there's also, the large people that own large tracts of land that, mm-hmm. They need to keep that maintained with the bush hog there's a lot of people in, say, Royal Highlands where they have the half-acre lots there, and there's a lot of vacant land out there, so you might be the only house on the street. So a lot of times they'll buy the lots on each side of them, and they bring me in there, and I also have another giant tractor that's big, 65 horsepower, mm-hmm. Thing's a beast, and I'll go in there, and I can clean out the underbrush and not clear it out completely. Leave the big trees, but clear it out the little scrubby stuff, and make it almost like a park-like appearance for them. And so there's really tractors are such a there's so many different things they can do. It's really the sky's the limit, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people aren't sure, of something I can do, you can just come with me, ask me, and I can let you know. I mean, if it's something that's either I don't have the implements for, or if it's just not something I feel like I'm expert enough in, I'll tell you straight up.
Well, speaking about that, what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
For me, phone calls are also, that's always a good thing. A lot of times I'm not able to answer phone calls, so definitely encourage people to leave me voicemails. A lot of times I leave my cell phone in my truck while I'm working because I've broken many a cell phones over the years. Sure. Keep it in my pocket or on the equipment and they get broken. So text messages are great because I can, as I'm working out there, I'm busy, I can respond to a text message mm-hmm. a lot faster than calling somebody. And, Facebook, I have a business Facebook page. That's a big one. That's great. They have the messenger on there. They can comment on my posts. That's also that's an easy way to.
And now with Facebook, not only can individuals find you there, but folks who you've actually done work for could actually refer others, right, who may be looking for you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
As well.
I mean, on my business Facebook page, I post a lot of examples of different projects that I've done, a lot of before and afters and that sort of thing, because like I say the tractors are so versatile. It really gives a good example of exactly, the things that I offer. You know, as far as phone calls, my cell phone number, that's 352-942-9619.
Okay.
And that's my business line. That's on me all the time. The only time, this isn't always a strict 100% rule, but typically, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe Sundays, that's our day for God. That's our day for family. So unless it's an extreme situation, I don't do business on Sunday. Okay. I usually don't answer the phone, leaving a message. I don't call, but don't expect a call back or responses to messages on Sunday. Because usually that's my day for the family and for the Lord. So
absolutely.
That's very important to me. So.
Is there anything else, Joe, that you would like folks to know before I move into the rapid fire section? Anything else that we haven't discussed that folks listening, whether they be you know, potential clients, referral sources, you want them to know?
Well, I say the biggest thing is, you know, I guarantee my work. I mean, I did a job last week where the customer didn't have the money to really do everything they wanted to do. So, I mean, I've worked closely with a couple of different trucking companies, and there was one of them that owed me a favor. So I worked with them, and they were able to bring me some extra material in very, very cheap, and was able to get, you know, everything done what they wanted to do. So it's really, you know, I try to make a person, you know, treat people as, you know, as a human being instead of just another customer and just another paycheck, just another job. So I, you know, I like to have these people personally happy with not only my business, but as me as well, as we do these jobs. So it's,
You being involved in the, with the Young Marines, mm-hmm. you being involved, again, obviously you come from a family of veterans. You do also provide, discounts to veterans. Is that right?
Yes. So, you know, I give at least a 10% discount to vets. You know, there have been some veterans. There's a fellow I was working with. He, you know, he was on VA disability. You know, working closely with the Marine Corps League, I deal with a lot of veterans.
Sure,
and this fellow, he just didn't have a lot of money to work with. So, you know, I got with the trucking company I work closely with, and explained to him the situation. So they were able to get the material in very, very cheap, and I just did the job at cost.
Oh, wow.
You know, just the price of the materials. Mm-hmm. So I didn't charge him anything I didn't make a dime on it. But, you know, the man, you know, he served our country. Mm-hmm. So that was my way of giving back. So that's.
And so veterans, also first responders, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, medical professionals, I mean, anybody that, you know, if they're looking out for other people, then I like to look out for them.
Sure. So. No, I like that. All right. Well, let's close down the episode with a few quick rapid fire questions. Number one, what is the most important networking trait in your opinion?
I say just getting to know people personally. You know them personally, you feel more comfortable of attaching your name to theirs to mm-hmm. send them to people that, you know, just send them to people that could, you know,
can trust you. So building those relationships.
Exactly.
All right. Number two, if you could go back in time and talk to the younger, Joe Cook, what is one networking secret you wish you had known sooner?
Like I said, the personal relationships, go back to that. That's a big thing. You know, when I first started my business, I was just, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just flying blind. Yeah. So I was just, it was more about the bottom line, looking at the money. I mean, what's the fastest way to make the money? And, you know, word of mouth is, that's all you have is, you know, your reputation. So word of mouth is the biggest thing.
Yeah. And then what about the number one business tip you wish you had known sooner?
That one. Wow. That one's going to throw up your curveball.
That's all right. Let me ask you this. How about what is the most profound piece of advice you wish you had known sooner, just about life in general?
Just don't let the bad days get you down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, come into some sort of conflict with a customer, and you know, there were times I would take that personally, and you just can't do that because you cannot please everybody. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So that was, that's a big one for me. But.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take chances. Obviously, as a business owner, it is scary. You know, there was Andrew Winiger this morning mentioned about, you know, starting his own business and how difficult that process can be. Certainly, how scary it can be. We don't want to fail, and yet obviously here you are, man, 10.5 years into it, and still working for yourself.
Yeah, that was a big one for me. Is, like I say, transitioning from the lawns to the tractor side. I'd wanted to do the tractor stuff for so many years, but it was one of those unknowns. You know, with the lawn, you know, I've built the route. Yeah. I do the route over and over and over, yeah. and it's the steady money coming in. You know exactly what's coming in. Well, the tractor stuff's different. Mm-hmm. So it's not that same guaranteed money every week. You have to go out there and get these new jobs yeah. and sell yourself over and over. And yeah. that part terrified me. So for years, I just sat there, you know, being apathetic and just afraid to take that jump.
Yeah.
And is that when we talk about the wear and tear on the body? Mm-hmm. I think that was God's way of saying, you know, you keep this up and then yeah. you just cannot keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. So he kind of used that to push me to try to finally make that leap. And it's been been a massive blessing. You know, yeah. You know, I just wish I would have done it years ago.
Yeah, no, understood.
Just don't be afraid. But.
Well, Joe Cook, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking.